Brian, going into this final road trip, obviously the homestand didn't finish off as your hockey club would have wanted. What's kind of the mode, the atmosphere inside the room here as you get ready for these last four?
I think just staying positive. You know, it'd be easy to get pretty negative and start questioning our game going into the final stretch and before the playoffs, but we're trying to stay positive and trying to get better. You know, these last few games haven't been easy. We're playing a lot of teams that are playing desperate and they're playing their best hockey. So we're just trying to get our level up before the playoffs start.
Is there a sense that this team is close?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're too far off, but there's definitely things we need to clean up and get better at, which were evident last night. But I think for the most part, there's no panic in our room right now.
Is it good to be on the road for this week together where you've got this group kind of all focused on the same task at hand heading into the postseason?
Yeah, it's a busy schedule on the road, but yeah, it'll be nice to get away and, you know, just be just you and the team for a week, you know, before things get really serious. So, yeah, it'll be good to get away.
I think Patrick was out here and he's talking about that Nashville game, and I've heard some other guys talk about that Nashville game as kind of being the barometer you guys want to get to. Is there a sense that maybe after that game, when you clinch your playoff spot, that there was a little bit of an exhale after that? The team has kind of let their guard down, since.
Yeah, maybe not on purpose. I mean, you try to play the same way, play hard every night, but you know, that was a really emotional game and an intense game, and yeah, we ended up clinching. So yeah, I think you know, once you get that spot, you know, maybe not purposely, but you do take a breath and maybe that shows up in your game a bit, and you're playing against teams that are still fighting and you know, playing super desperate. So yeah, maybe not purposely, but maybe.
Tell me a little bit about you know, a little bit of movement on your line last night. You and Laus switched, and just kind of what that's like for you guys and the adjustments you have to make in the game.
Yeah, Tanev, I mean, he was playing mostly right wing before I joined them, so just trying to figure out what works best and you know, just trying new things before the playoffs start, and because we have that you know, 4 or 5 games left, you know, we just want to see how different, you know, changes and combinations work.
Do you like the way that line is working out for you guys right now, Brian?
Yeah, you know, I think the game before there, you know, we had a really good offensive game that I think, you know, boosted our confidence a bit because we were kind of struggling to get chances and struggling to put one in. And we had a couple good chances last night too as well. So yeah, it's kind of a mixture between trying to play good defensively and also chipping in, because we're going to need that in playoffs.
Obviously, you want to win the division, but how big of a priority is that for you guys in the last 4 games?
Yeah, I mean, that's our goal. I think, you know, now that you're in the playoffs, you got to find something to play for and find something to win. And that's kind of our goal, to win the division. And you know, this is going to be a big road trip for us in terms of, you know, what's going to happen and where we're going to finish.
And how important is it to go into playoffs with some momentum on your side?
It's definitely nice. I mean, we went into playoffs last year playing really well and pretty hot, so it'd be nice to be happy with our game going into playoffs, but I don't think it's the be-all end-all of what's going to happen.